Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've got money. This is the last week of this money. We're running out of money. It's crazy. What do we got? 25 grand left? $5,000 a day. Five $1,000 winners every weekday. And all you need to do to win this money, your slice, your $1,000, is get the free Odyssey app. Oh my God. Your daughter was so funny. She was so into the Odyssey. Like every time anybody said it, she was all, you know what? Another thing about Isla on Friday was, you know, she's a kid. So when she's not talking on the air, she's fidgety. She's getting a little bored and she's.
No, she definitely, there was a lot that I had to like bite my lip and not ruin the experience for her. That's
so
why I said,
fun.
Thank you for indulging me, everyone. I know that I was weird, and I certainly know that having a kid around is having a kid around.
Yeah.
And we
She was fun. She really got comfortable by the end, making her little jokes. I am amazing, aren't I? I was like, you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now whenever I say Odyssey, I remember little Isla. Download the free Odyssey app, log into it, you create a little account. How else are we going to send you your $1,000? You log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of any day, and you get a daily entry for your chance to win $1,000. It's a national contest, and we want winners. Five $1,000 winners every weekday. Today is also, let's see, National Potato Day. I'll be on the couch. I probably will be on the couch a lot this week. Ugh, I hate when.
Wait, couch potato day or just potato?
Just potato day. Oh. I'm sure they actually are talking about potatoes, but I don't really eat a lot of potatoes.
You don't?
No, not really. I was actually thinking, sometimes on the weekends I make brekkie.
Yeah.
You know, because I've got time. I've been up for a couple hours usually before anybody else gets up. And, you know, so some days it'll be like when we
the end, new you, you mean?
Yeah, the new you, the me that the
doesn't sleep till
the
noon.
Me that doesn't sleep till noon. On Saturday, I slept till 8:30 and I was just like, what are you still in bed for? This is crazy. You screw it. And I did. I screwed my whole schedule up. Oh, it was nuts.
You lived like that for the first 40 years of the show. What are you talking about?
I just was younger and my recovery time was better. Like I could. Not sleep on a Sunday. I never have slept on Sunday nights. I mean, I think that's kind of a theme on this show. Sunday nights, who sleeps on those? Might as well not even have Sunday night. Just go right to work. But it's, yeah. So anyways, I usually make breakfast and when I was looking around, we didn't have any potatoes because normally I would do like a slow cook potato, you know, thing and make that all yummy and spicy and didn't have any potatoes. And I was way too lazy to walk down to the store. Plus, it was very cloudy, and later it rained. Oh.
I didn't know it rained at all.
I don't know if it rained everywhere.
Person I heard say that.
Did anybody else get, and it didn't just like rain a little. It poured for like an hour. I was like, what is happening? Mm. And of course, later it cleared up. So, okay. Thanks. It's summer. It was like East Coast summer where like out of nowhere, there's a giant storm. And your mom hands you soap and says, go outside and get clean.
Yeah, that's not.
That's not usual out here. It's fun. Grow up with your, do you remember being a kid and ivory soap was the thing? Like.
We used Dial, but I do remember.
It just dried, like you just felt.
The soap that left a giant film on you.
Yeah, and it's like your skin was so tight, like completely unmoisturized. Yeah. What do you use for soap? I use Dove. What soap do you use?
I use that. It's Dove, but it's men care. It's green. I use the green.
Do you have a specific shower you use? That like where your stuff is?
I have to move around.
Oh. So, but that soap's like throughout the house?
Or? Yes. It's in both places. I have to have stuff in both places. I shower downstairs in the morning on weekdays.
Oh, right. In that
and
one room.
On weekends, I can shower in the.
In the big shower?
In Christina and the dog's room.
Is that what it's known as?
It's not my room. I don't sleep in there.
Your clothes in there? Your clothes are in there, right?
I have some clothes in the closet, yeah.
This, I think, is the way. Robert De Niro, 81 years old, celebrating his birthday, and basically fell off of a yacht. It was a 36-foot jump. And it's funny because the first picture of it on his Instagram.
On purpose, you mean?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Although I will say they say here he jumped off a yacht. I'm like, it's like a fall. I put it up. Oh. I mean, he falls and hits sideways. Like it's very folly. I'm like, oh, be careful with your old people. But at 81, I'm like, that's awesome. At first, there's one picture where he looks like maybe he did it more than once. He's feet down, arms out. He looks like he's going to make it. And then he just turns sideways and it's not, I don't know. It doesn't look like it felt good. Oh yeah. And then.
It doesn't feel good for those of you that don't know about jumping into water and landing on your face or your side or your back. It doesn't feel good. And when you watch Instagram, you see these, it's not just dudes, it's like men and women. They have incredible body control. They go for the jump and they do these flips and spins off 30, 50 feet high. And you go, wow, they made that look really easy. It's so much harder than you think.
Come here and I'll show you I'm going to show you this. So he's also, oops, oh shoot. Well, come on. It's a really long video. So he's already in the air and losing his, he just hits something. He just lands sideways. Well, they're clearly on some kind of big boat and you can't see the boat itself, but there's a jet ski near him and he sort of looks like he's paddling over to it. And then the guy's looking away from him and Robert De Niro is directly behind the jet ski and the guy just guns it and takes off and just,
oh good.
Over the top of his head. I'm like, oh my God, that is here. Do you want to see that? So the guy on the jet ski, he's looked away. He didn't see how close Robert De Niro got. And he just shoots him. Shoots him in the face.
Well.
Yep.
It doesn't sound like they're around water much. So.
Having a fun 81st birthday.
A typical vacation where, I'm sunburnt and I landed on my face. Stings.
There's no question. Like you can actually get what looks like a sunburn from a belly flop or any kind of flop, whatever hits wrong. You know, they say that if you fall from far enough, hitting water is like hitting cement.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
It stops you. Yikes.
That's what I mean. When you see these guys on Instagram, they're doing crazy heights and crazy things with their body control. They make it look incredibly easy.
They do.
Oh, look at that. Just he's spinning.
Wonder
and doing
if he was inspired by that.
And,
oh, let me just see if I can flip over.
Just on time. Ploosh.
And right in without a splash. More of a ploosh than a splash. Barely. Yeah. Just barely cutting into the water.
I know better. I've done enough of that. That stuff's hard.
There's a death, actually. This guy's 83. And it's funny. He's one of these guys. I was like, I've never heard the name. The name is John Aprea. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
He has been in everything. He's a New Jersey native. He was in The Godfather Part Two. He was he played John Stamos's dad on Full House. He was had stints everywhere. He's at 83 years old. I looked back and let's see. He's in Caged Heat in 1974, The Manchurian Candidate in 04. He's in something called The Idolmaker. Isn't The Idolmaker? I might have that mixed up with that one that The Weeknd just recently did. Was that called like The Idol or The Star Maker or something?
I don't know about what The Weeknd's up to, but I also don't know what The Idol Maker is. And I still don't have a picture, like you're saying, what this guy's done. None of that hits me.
Type in his name, John Aprea, A-P-R-E-A. And he's like what pops up. I was like, I totally know this guy. He was on Another World, a soap opera for 10 years. So I must have seen him on that.
Spell the last name again.
A-P-R-E-A.
Okay, he came up.
John Aprea.
Yeah, I don't recognize that dude.
Oh, really? Oh, he's been like, let's see. He auditioned for Michael Corleone. Did not get that. That would have been big. But he was in Godfather 2. He's just one of these guys. I recognize him, but I could have never told you what I'd seen him in. So, dead at 83. He died of the 80s. They do say natural causes. And this actually happened.
Oh, he was in Matt Houston.
Oh, was he? Oh, well.
You remember that show?
I sure do. It's
funny.
Who was the star of that?
Looking at the guy. He's got a sturdy mustache and a full head of curly hair.
It's not James
Garner,
is it?
He's kind of a, it's a Tom Selleck knockoff is what it is.
What's the name of it again? I'll look that up.
Matt Houston. What's this dude's name? Lee Horsley.
That's it. That guy had a minute. That is true. Matt Houston. All right. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. There's that. Now, I want to get to this twerking story. I don't know what the rules are for going into the Olympics, but apparently you can have an OnlyFans page ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, athletes, a lot of them don't make a lot of money. We always see the rich athletes, the bala, bala, playa, playa.
Mm-hmm.
This pole vaulter, Alicia Newman, she's very cute. She's the one who, she pole vaulted and she, you know, they wear these skimpy little outfits. They're like sort of largish bikinis, I guess. I don't know. Let's put these athletes in something we can enjoy even if we hate pole vaulting.
You know, I don't know. I understand there's people who say, you know, these uniforms, I don't know if that's, if they all want to wear that for performance sake.
Right.
Or if they are being put in that so that the TV show is shows a little more skin. I don't know.
Yeah. I like, there must be some kind of a regulation outfit.
Anytime I wear anything tight like that, it racks my balls. So I wouldn't want, but you, women, girls don't have balls.
Right,
so
that is true.
It seems to me like that would, the less and the more streamlined you are, the better that uniform would be. There wouldn't be things, you know, hanging off you or, you know.
Well, for the guy, pole vaulter, you know, the one that I'm thinking of, that was, you know, he doesn't have a bare midriff. He could. I mean, he could go topless if he really, if
he
that was allowed.
He didn't have underwear on, though, did he?
No, he's packed into that, and it's all there for the world to see, especially once it boing.
If you just ask yourself, Vinny, what are you doing? Trust me, this guy's chaunch takes down the pole and there's video of it in slow motion everywhere you go.
Yes.
If you've missed it.
That's on you.
But I mean, it's out there.
You gotta see it. It's fun. It still is like one of the top jokes on the late night shows. They'll be like, you know, every now and then a callback to that, which everyone is like, oh yeah, that was, wow. That was really something, that thing. Anyway. So this pole vaulter, her name's Alicia Newman, and she twerked after she did her jump, whatever, and she's hands on her knees and she's twerking it, and it's cute.
It was momentary.
Very.
She
didn't do a whole dance. No. It wasn't a big thing.
I saw it happen and it was, I don't know, 3 seconds at the most. But that clip's everywhere. everywhere.
Yes, it just is like everywhere.
Not maybe not as much as the guy who bleeped the poll.
Yeah, that one was bigger. That's of all the viral ones. This is a this chick. Mm-mm. It's people are like, oh yeah, that looks good. I could go. If that reminds me, I need to go check out Megan Thee Stallion's page. Because that girl, she really does know how to do it.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. There's a few people who really know how to do that, where you're like, wow, that is actually kind of an art form. Like, I'm not sure what I'm looking at here or how they've got such, you know, butt cheek control, but this is, I'm wowed. I have to admit, this is a skill, the twerking. I didn't know too much about twerking until a few years ago. Anyway, this is a Canadian chick and she's, you know, hot. Whatever, I guess. She's dimpled, very cute, white chick. She's braided. Her hair's braided. I guess it's up and out of her way. Alicia Newman. She had an OnlyFans.
Oh, had as in it's gone?
No, no.
Oh.
She had one going in. I mean, Canada wasn't like, well, we're sorry about it, but, you know, we want only girls who are classy. They didn't say that, you know. I guess they were like, and she went, what? I'm not classy? And they went, oh, no, sorry. Okay, you can go. Go ahead. You can be in the Olympics. So she used to charge $12.99 a month for her adult-only content.
So she's doing full nude.
I haven't seen her. I haven't gone to her thing.
What's her name?
Alicia, but spelled A-L-Y-S-H-A. Newman. Newman.
Wow. N-E-W. You wouldn't come to that spelling.
Yeah. A-L-Y. Alicia. Alicia Newman. Right. Not like your Alicia, the bathroom girl. Since her viral moment where she...
Oh, there's... Okay, there's some nude.
Oh. Hot nude?
She's, well...
Dirty nude?
I think she's...
Regular nude?
She's great looking. She's got great abs. This is just topless and she's wearing a bottom. I would say...
Is she as flat chested as she looks in this Olympic shot?
They're actually spectacular. Beautiful.
Oh,
come look.
Yeah, I want to see.
She looks beautiful. But, is that porn? Are you paying for that?
Well,
I think that's just a lady taking a picture in the mirror. Like, that doesn't seem to be porn to me. Oh, here's a full nude.
Yeah, it's clearly a very tight shirt that she's got on here. She doesn't want the boobs to take down the pole. She's not gigantically chested and very, very fit. I would say that for someone who is charging $12.99 a month, I mean, I don't know. Do you wind up just being a porn star when you, just to keep people's attention, you always have to do more? That's the thing about OnlyFans to me. I'm like, okay, you start with, I'm showing the peak of, you know, the top of an areola. And then where am I 6 months later? I mean, am I just like looking for household objects to, you know, use on myself? I don't understand how you keep people interested.
I don't either. But I do think that the upside to OnlyFans, and I only know this by, I'm speculating. I have no idea. I don't know anyone who does it. But it seems to me like you are at least in control of your content. You could truly just say, I've reached the limit of what I feel comfortable doing on camera. Clearly, I'm losing membership. I'm not. And then you quit.
Right.
If you get into the porn business where you're showing up on movie sets and you've agreed that you're not going to do, like, let's say there's exits that you're not interested, you know, or whatever, eventually they're going to chip away at you or you're going to not get hired.
Right.
For parts.
Right.
So they're going to be like, we only do the butt.
So you can go if you'd like to.
It's just,
no
I
one's
just think,
force
I
you.
Do think that is how that ends up going, which is, you know, you may think you're going to only do lesbian scenes, but eventually you're doing gangbangs.
I would like to say as a warning to people who are like OnlyFans, that seems like a viable way for me to support myself. Remember, once you've done it, you've always done it.
She's naked on this site. I didn't dig deep. They're right
you
here.
You didn't have to, right. And that's the thing. She could say, well, I've reached the end of what I'm comfortable doing. And she could shut that thing down. And there will always be naked pictures of her having gone as far as she was willing to go.
What I will say.
Of course, there's also deepfakes. So.
In her defense, she looks beautiful. Like this isn't porn. This is a shot. Like I said, the shot I showed you. Yeah. Is that porn? That's not porn. That's just a naked lady. Here she is naked. It looks like in a shower. She's beautiful,
right.
But she's not doing anything raunchy. And you're not seeing
the
middle of her.
Right, sure.
At all.
Right. Well, good.
So,
and listen, well, it's honestly, if you can live with that, great. Just remember, once you've done it, you've always done it. And anytime anybody Googles you, that could be the first thing that pops up.
Well,
future employers. Oh, what's your name again? Oh, it's a, you're here for the customer service job. Alicia Newman. All right, let's have a look at you on. Oh, boy, well, you still got that thing going? Because I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
$12.99 a month is what she used to. We're talking about Canadian pole vaulter Alicia Newman. She twerked after she did her jump. She's got an OnlyFans page. Her subscriptions increased tenfold, surprise, after twerking at the Olympics. And she ran an Olympics flash sale. So normally $12.99 a month, she went down to $7.79.
I hope she makes enough money that she can laugh at people who won't employ her. That she can say, it's okay. I got plenty of money. I'm here to help the children or whatever she does in life. Who knows?
She said, let's see, on an interview published on Friday, August 16th, that her subscribers are 10 times more than what I've had on before. I can't say a real number because as we speak, numbers are being added. It just exploded. I've been really enjoying connecting with those fans because they're so ecstatic for me and obviously love my dancing.
Oh, is that it? Oh, because of the twerk. Okay.
I guess so.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Good for
her. I believe that she won bronze. Anyway, then she goes on to talk about training and people just want to see her naked now. So once you've done that, you've always done it, people. Just remember, no real walking that back. What's coming up?
Start a fight in five words or less after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Check out the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. You can download the Odyssey app, and there we are, Odyssey. You can also check out our latest show highlights.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets to see Leon Bridges. Listen to Alice at 97.3 all this week at 5.05 p.m. for Jane to give you the keyword to win. Text the keyword to our contest line 20357 and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Leon Bridges on October 18th at the Greek Theater at UC Berkeley, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Leon Bridges, if you don't know of him, we've played him here.
Yes.
He's great. You should check him out.
Like, he did a Winterland a few years back,
did.
Too. He's just great. Really incredible.
Yep. Okay, so here's what's happening. We'll begin with, right now we've got some clouds here in the city, but you should expect sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. Also, happy birthday, Edie.
Happy birthday, Edie. She's gone six, everybody.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. God, your kids are getting so old.
I know. The 49ers won over the weekend. It's preseason NFL action, but they won 16-10.
Always good to get a W.
What was interesting in that game, and I only tuned in right at the end because I'd been watching Kristen Faulkner win the cycling in the Olympics. It was like it was hours. It was a long race. It was a road race, yeah. So it was long.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah. I wanted to see what happened. Like, I wanted
to watch
it
like this. Fast forward.
Nope.
Fast forward.
Watch the whole thing. And then the last, 20 minutes, just I couldn't take my eyes off it. It was amazing. Kristen Faulkner is a story of the Olympics that I'd missed. And she won gold in women's cycling. And
has only been doing it for 7 years.
Yeah, was incredible. The whole story is just incredible. You know what I wanted to? Oh, I was trying to say, while watching the Niner game, there was Julie Hayner's boy. You know Julie Hayner from the news, and she just recently retired. And on her Instagram, we know her because she used to come into the show occasionally. But she had posted, "My son's been drafted and he plays for the Saints." And there he was against the Niners on the field last night. I went, "Oh
my God!
There's that boy." Julie
That's
Hayner's
incredible.
Boy.
Incredible.
So I'm sure most of you have some idea of who she is. And
Young that, Master Hayner.
Yeah, it's really cool. Very, very cool.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they must be so proud. You'd be so scared, too. Like, I'd be so scared if I'm... It seems so dangerous.
I have to believe she's followed him through his whole football career.
Yes, obviously.
And he's wanted this. So if anything... As scared as you'd be, you'd also be beaming.
Yes.
With
so
he made
proud.
It.
What position does he play?
He's quarterback.
Oh, boy.
So I don't think he's the starting quarterback, but he's a rookie. And he was on the field in the fourth quarter that I caught in Santa Clara.
That's big.
At Levi's.
That's so great.
At quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. So congratulations to her. And
that
I'm sure
family,
she's really stoked.
That
over the weekend, I was looking for something to watch on Saturday evening after the big party. The party continued at my house, and I was like,
"Oh, is it a slumber party?"
Yeah, there was. You know, first it was a lot of the not the kids. The missus had her friends over.
Oh,
after. I was like, I'm out of here. So I watched the new Twister movie,
and
I liked it.
Oh,
I
had you seen the first one?
Probably, but I don't remember anything about it. Yeah, it's a really, really old movie. So, but I watched it and thought, and I hit play on it for that reason. It's probably like fluff, like, you know, green screen storm action. Yeah. But there's not going to be a lot of politics or anything. It is what it is. It's an action movie with.
It's like a Hallmark movie for boys.
With hurricanes, or not hurricanes, twisters.
Yes.
It was fun. And that kid, as douchey as he looks, because he's so handsome.
Oh, this is that kid that's everywhere now. Charlie something.
Glenn
Powell.
Glenn Powell.
He was in, he was like sort Top of the Gun. Bad guy yeah. in Top Gun. And
he's good.
He's everywhere right now.
He plays that role where you're just like, you're too good looking for your own good, kid. But he's good. I like him. So he was great. And actually, the girl in the movie, I kept thinking, are they making her hair look bad on purpose?
Oh.
It just looked
Well, I mean, it's bad. So windy.
Well, I mean, like, it was just a bad haircut. But she's supposed to be from Oklahoma, and so maybe that's why they did it that way. I don't really know who she was. Daisy something.
Daisy Edgar Jones. Oh, that's so funny. She was in Where the Crawdads Sing, which is a movie. I read that book, and I wanted to see it.
Was it a good movie?
I didn't see the movie. Oh. But she was in that. I saw her in the trailer and thought, I should watch that. She seems like a chick who just always has her hair in a ponytail. I don't know about this. Short.
The whole time I was distracted by like, who is this girl and why does her hair look so limp?
Oh, limp hair.
Yeah.
What kind of movie star is that?
I don't know. It is.
Get some hair, must lady.
It must be the thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, hey, she's an Oklahoman. She's into Twisters. This is what their hair would look like.
Right, yeah. Sure. I mean, it's wind whipped. That's all.
Anyway, I thought it was fun. It's definitely not going to win an Academy Award anytime soon, but they set it up for a sequel.
Twisters 3.
And I'm sure there will be one.
Right.
Because that went pretty good.
Oh, that was a big, that's a big movie. Let's see if I can find the exact amount that it's made. It's only been out for 5 weeks and it's at $238 million. It's going to be, there'll be more.
He's the next big thing. Him and Sydney Sweeney are like the new.
They actually even did a movie together,
right?
They
did on Netflix, I think. But they are the new big thing. Must be nice.
Yeah.
To just know your star is rising.
Yep.
Save your money, Glenn. It's a fickle,
do it.
It's
yes.
a fickle business.
It is a fickle business. That is true.
Late last month, they say here in this Merck news story, Pax Jolie Pitt, the 20-year-old yes. son of movie stars Angelina and Brad, landed in the intensive care unit with head trauma and hip injury after he rammed his e-bike into the rear of a parked car. The e-bike is the story here, not
Tell
him.
Tell me everything.
The crash grabbed headlines across the globe, but this is far from an isolated incident. E-bike crashes are way up. They found e-bike injuries have doubled nationally every year from 2017 to 2022.
Which is not surprising because the number of e-bikes doubles every 10 minutes. It's incredible how many e-bikes there are on the roads now.
E-scooter injuries have also risen. The e-scooters look even more dangerous than the bikes.
Can you do the scooter on the sidewalk? Or do you have to be down on the road?
I think they do whatever they want until they're caught.
I'm sure there's rules, right? But it's,
The study showed that more than 23,000 e-bike riders were injured in 2022.
Let me guess. They're all 14-year-olds with somebody on the back.
Well, that's it. I mean,
those numbers are up because all the kids are using them.
These bikes have, as you just said, doubled in sales every year. They've become the new, they're the new bike.
It's true.
You wouldn't go, I want a regular bike. You'd go, I need
this.
Why
would I want a regular bike? There's
right.
hills.
They're everywhere and the injuries are up.
You see those on the trails too, right? Didn't you say there's a guy who was just shot right past you on his e-bike? You thinking about it?
Well, the mountain bikes, I don't know that the mountain bikes have that thumb throttle
right.
thing. I think that they're
it's
just
like an assist.
The assist.
Yeah.
But you know what? I really don't know enough about them. I don't plan to get one. I'd love to be able to use it to run errands because it's.
Yeah.
It's a moped.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
that
it?
That goes fast enough that you can take it down the street. I mean, you don't even feel like you're holding up traffic.
The low emission bicycles can travel 28 miles an hour. They're convenient. They say relatively affordable. I don't know how affordable that is, but.
Well, if you bought a high-end racing bike or any kind of high-end, good level specialized bike, you can get my e-bike that I ride was a $1,400 bike. And it's that is definitely way less than what's like, there's a bike place right by my house and they have some bikes. I'm like, $7,000 for what? For what? Yeah. What now? What about that? And then you go like this and you pick it up with a finger.
Right.
And you go, oh, it's made of feathers. I see. That's very expensive.
Bikes certainly at the pro level can go over 10K. So I understand. Yes. And that's a regular bike. So now you're adding into it the electric. So I get it. They say here the average price for these e-bikes they're talking about is $600 to $2,500. There are tons of models now. There's all kinds of new brands.
Yeah.
And the models range from mountain e-bikes to electric trikes, they say. Anyway, now they're starting to look at how they're going to regulate these things because
it's got to happen. It's a bummer because I keep waiting every time I turn onto the bike path to go my 12 miles an hour that I go. I'm like, there's going to be a sign here. I'm going to turn and there's going to be a sign saying you can't ride your e-bike on this path. And frankly, they're not wrong. The kids are mavericks on those things. It's, you just feel like no one is safe and these kids are going crazy and they got another kid on the back and no one's wearing a helmet.
Well, I do. What I know from my own youth is that you certainly are in your own world a lot. And you can just look up and go, oh, that's a car coming at me. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that is how that kind of works for kids. I'm having the time of, oh, no. Like, that is it. So helmets, everyone.
Do they go on to talk about what happened with PAX? So it wasn't like didn't work. It's just that he's really brought this into focus because he's a star.
No, he ran right into a car that had stopped, which is, again, back to that whole, I'm in my own world here, bro.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe the kid was on his phone.
Or looking at somebody in a car next to him.
Yep.
Or, you know, whatever it is. And no helmet. Oh, it's so, it can be a head injury. Oh my God. Yeah. It's such a tragedy.
As injuries have surged, there's now, they say, bills that have cropped up at the state level, including a bill that would require all e-bikes sold in California to meet certain minimum safety standards.
Oh.
And a bill proposed statewide e-bike licensing.
Yes, I'm for that. And I think that the kids should not be riding around on e-bikes. Kids actually have the energy to ride a regular bike. Get them a regular bike.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Sorry about it, kids, but you've blown it. You clearly cannot handle what you've been handed.
I got to find that story I teased you with because that's the one.
Oh, what do you got?
Ah, fudge. Well, how to start a fight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The five words to start a fight.
Where did the...
Let's start one.
What in the... Mm-hmm.
Can you search for it?
I can't even believe it. It's back to school. Okay, let me find my history. This is so dumb. I must have X'd it out. I'll have to go back to it. Here's another story, everyone. I'll get that to you in the 7 o'clock hour.
Damn it.
I have lost it. I don't know how. This story's cool because I get this. Family drama has erupted around a woman who wants a break from hosting Thanksgiving.
Oh.
She's gotten out in front of it. You'd think this is plenty of notice. She's accused of being selfish.
Mm.
A woman with two kids who's hosted her large family for over a decade wants a change. She's like, I can't do it this year. She said she's 40 years old, has a large family, wants a break from it this year from hosting Thanksgiving at her home after many, many years of being the place everyone gathered.
And now you were the plans.
She's taking heat when she declared, I'm taking a break. A lot of people... It like this story where she wrote in, am I the, you know what?
And she's not.
She wrote into that Reddit site. I'm 40, female, and have six sisters. Am I the bleep hole? And she goes on to explain.
Six sisters. That's so many people. That's
two older, four younger.
All this their close-knit family. I've
been the one who's been responsible for hosting for over a decade. I enjoy having everyone over. But it's a lot of work, especially since I have two kids of my own. It's chaos. It's hard.
Mm.
While her husband helps her with the responsibility some, we all know what that is. Yeah, I'll put the chairs out. Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I'll run to the store real quick. But it falls on her. She's cooking. She's juggling everything. She's planning everything. I get that.
Well, and people come over and they, you know, everybody asks what they can bring at Thanksgiving. And in a way you just want to say, please just bring nothing, because I'm not going to have the fridge space or the oven space or the counter space. Or the bandwidth, I can't handle it. I feel for her. You know, I've always been really grateful that I don't live anywhere near my family, because man, is it an S show when they all get to get like, there have been gigantic fights at Thanksgiving, like that at Thanksgivings I've gone to at my mom's house. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to get on that plane and go home. Like, and they rotate. So my mom always hosted, but she's in her almost 80s. She's now, what is she, 78? And so my sister and my sister-in-law have been taking, so they've been rotating. But my sister-in-law, her family is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, they've got other parents and their kids are getting married. There are babies now. So like her side of it is becoming really big. Like, it's not just her and her 5-person family. It's her and her 20-person family. And my sister was like, I'm going to meet you in New York this year because it's my year to host Thanksgiving and I'm not going to do it.
Oh,
I'm like, see you in New York, Tina. It's going to be great.
Yeah, this is interesting because her older sisters, who, you know, often the older sibling or family member takes charge.
Yeah.
They say, oh, we're too busy and our houses are too small. We can't deal with all the stress. Well, and so yet you're mad at the sister who's done it 10 times.
Yeah, she's not the a-hole. That should make it a fair rotation.
They're accusing me of being selfish and abandoning a family tradition that she started.
Uh-oh.
I feel bad for anyone that has done the family right for so long stressful. And they're so spoiled that they're actually backlashing her for saying, I don't want to do it
this year.
That's crazy. And I know,
geez, I'm sorry to let you down after the years and years of doing this for you. God.
I never think about things that far in advance. I barely know about what's happening this week. That's just the way I am.
Do you guys host Thanksgiving?
What's in front of me. Yes. Christina likes to host. Mm-hmm. She likes to throw parties. She had, you know, she was talking about our kid's birthday just Saturday. And she was like, I've talked to your mom. She threw parties. I'm like, my family did not have folding party tables and at least a dozen folding chairs in the garage at all times. They also don't have, we never had warming trays for the.
Yeah, you got to have that stuff.
Well, and it's fine. I actually think she's in her element.
She loves it.
She loves it. Mm. She does it to the tippy top every time. Just recently, we'd already had a couple parties, and her dad was like, you know, everyone, I'm turning 75 this year.
As in?
I'd really like a party.
A party would be great.
And
when's that happening?
It was between other family members where they were like, you know, your dad. And then she was like, okay, I'll do it. And I went, you know, he has a partner. Maybe you want to let his partner do this. And she's like, well, she hasn't volunteered. No one has said anything. So if I don't do it, it may not happen. And so she did it. There are those people that take it up.
Yeah.
And for the backlash against those people, that seems really sucky.
Well, that's probably exactly what happened with this lady, you know, 7-10 years ago when she started this out with her 7 sisters and she was like, this is great. It's fun. And she had the energy for it. And now she's 40 and she's got 2 little kids. And she's like, maybe one of you guys could do it this year. But we always do it at your house. Now you're the a-hole. But you're not.
Right. You're not.
Definitely not.
If you want to break, take a break.
Oh, my God.
I'm out of time, but our text number is 800-400-3697. What's coming up in the trash?
The box office, the streaming, and the custody battle.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.